Wanda, as in Wanda Maximoff, as in the Scarlet Witch, as in WandaVision. This one's kind of a no-brainer as well. This seems like very large straws to be grasped at, because... Hello, Nerdy Legion. Back at it. We've got a decent episode, not going to lie. We actually have a refutation to deal with once we get to the rumors section. We're going to repudiate all of those silly words. We're going to talk about some things that we have to refute that we actually haven't covered on the show, but it was funny enough that I just wanted to talk about it. We'll get there. Anyway, thank you very much for joining me right here on Nerdy Legion. This is Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines, and this is some news. Let's talk TV streaming. TV streaming. It's TV and movies, not the biggest we've ever had, but there's still a fair amount here going on. So first up, we're talking some follow-ups. We have one follow-up. CW has made their yearly announcement. I feel like it's come a little bit early this year. I think they're kind of hedging their bets. They're kind of taking, you know, this is what's going to be going on because we haven't had a year of 2020. So we're just going to pretend like that didn't really happen, even though, you know, Supernatural ended and so on and so forth. So it seems like they're hedging their bets and they're renewing basically everything for a new season because they're not counting what happened before. So everything that was announced officially is being renewed. As far as we care here in the nerdy communities is Walker, Texas, or it's not Texas Rangers, just Walker these days. Batwoman, Superman and Lois, Charmed, Legends of Tomorrow, Dynasty. We don't really care about that one. The Flash, Riverdale, Nancy Drew, All American. I don't even know what that one is. Roswell, In the Dark, again, huh? And Legacies have all been renewed for another season. So it really feels like, because we know that some of these shows have been really tanking in the ratings, it seems like they're chalking it all up to COVID, and now that things are going in a good direction, they're just going to gamble one more season, which I can't necessarily blame them. It's probably a decent business choice. And then we also have a follow-up real quick on the Godzilla anime series that we've been talking about on Netflix, Singular Point. There is now a release date. Oh, no, I apologize. It's not a release date. It's just a trailer. Oh, read the notes. So, yeah, we do have a trailer. You can find it in the show notes and release later this year sometime. Go watch a trailer. It's pretty badass. We're going to move into the news. So, news for TV streaming. We have a Wonder Years reboot. This one is in the works for Disney Plus. We do have Fred Savage on board as producer. It sounds like it's still pretty early in development because I didn't see any writers being announced or any showrunner. Technically, I guess Savage could be a showrunner, but they didn't list him as such. They just listed him as producer, and no directors or anything just yet. So it does sound like they're doing like they do, and it. I'm going to say what's going on, but I don't want anyone to misconstrue that as me being critical of it, because I think it's kind of brilliant, but they are trading out the race of the family that the series goes around, that it kind of takes place around the same time. It's in the 60s as the original series, but this is a different family with a different take on the decade, which makes sense, which this is something that people are like, well, why not just use a different name? Well, because if it's going to be in the same setting, if it's going to be in the same universe, it's just a different take on something else. And we're however many decades later, what is this, 30 years later after the end of the original series, then, I mean, it's an interesting take on something we already know. So, yeah, I can see the justification for using the name. I can't really get on board with the, oh, we got to create something new. For this specific instance, it just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, that's going on. Moving right along. We have a really cool update. Well, a really cool news piece, I guess. Not really an update. The real Ghostbusters. Now, if you remember back in the 90s, there was a cartoon called The Ghostbusters that had nothing to do with the movie series. Funimation, I don't remember who it was. It was an animation house that had the rights to a book by that name that they then struck up a deal with, I believe it was Sony who made the... I'm really mangling this, but they struck up a deal with, again, I'm not remembering all the company names because my brain is all over in 50 different places, so specifics sometimes escape me. But they had it, they had a deal with the movie company that made the Ghostbuster movies that we all know and love, and that is why they both had the same name. But this animated series that was based on those movies couldn't also be called the Ghostbusters. So what they did was they called it the Real Ghostbusters. All right, so that's the TLDR real quick. What we have now in the news is that every episode, well, it seems like, there hasn't been an official announcement that it's going to be every episode, but we've got a few episodes at this point of The Real Ghostbusters being released for free on YouTube. It seems like it's a way to stir up media hype for Afterlife once Afterlife hits theaters, which I'm totally on board for because yes, please, and thank you. I really liked that animated series. It spawned off a couple of comic books. It spawned off a bunch of stuff, so it was great. Now you get to enjoy it yourself. We're moving on. Let's talk movies. So we have one follow-up. It is the Resident Evil reboot. So this one's really interesting because some places are calling it a reboot, some places are calling it a prequel. I hope it's maybe a little bit of both and a little bit of neither, and they just kind of really greatly course correct because, oof, those movies. But yeah, we do have a release date for the movie. It is September 3rd, which is not that far out, considering it's kind of, I feel like we haven't seen a whole lot from it. We're starting to get a bit. We have images and such, but yeah, moving on because that's all we got. Next, we're talking about Cloverfield, the seemingly dead horror monster horror franchise is apparently coming back. J.J. Abrams and Matt Reeves are both reported as being hard at work on the next iteration of the Cloverfield franchise. I mean, obviously they have a lot of stuff on their plate between now and by the time they get to this, but there's pre-production going on. It seems that maybe Cloverfield is the next on the list after Batman and Justice or Green Lantern. That's an interesting turn, but that's what we've got there. Next, we're talking about Lord of the Rings. If you are young enough to appreciate, or old enough to appreciate, but too young to have seen Lord of the Rings in the theaters, well, now is your time, my friend, because there's not a whole lot of stuff going on in the theaters, and they're re-releasing the Lord of the Rings in remastered editions that is going to be perfect for IMAX. So check movie listings on in your local area, but it seems like the first movie, so The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, is released today as I'm filming this. And then the other two movies, Two Towers and Return of the King, will both, it seems, be released on the 12th. That seemed a little weird, but I couldn't find another date for Return of the King. Everything was just saying Two Towers and Two Towers and Return of the King will both be released on the 12th. So... if that changes, I will definitely let you know because that seems a little weird. But, you know, as it stands right now, that's where we are. And yes, so I'm gonna do this because the next piece is very visual based. So if you are listening to this and you really care about some Sith Lord Jar Jar Binks action, then you must go over to one of the video outlets, youtube.com/generallynerdy, or the website generallynerdy.net, or you could potentially be watching on Big Show Entertainment Network on YouTube as well. Those are the places that you can see my pretty face do this. But yeah, I'm just gonna skip over. So if there's a really weird cut right here, we're gonna move into the next section. So now let's talk about rumors. We have a rumor mill to get to. First, we have a refutation. There was a thing that was rumored to be happening, and I'm sure some of you have heard it, in the comic book community. So this was going to be this was going to happen in comic book, in DC comic book specifically. Black Adam was going to change the name. The editing staff, the team, the creative team, somebody associated with Black Adam was going to change the name to Shazadam. Yeah, that's silly. So it's not happening. So it's okay. We don't have to have those pregnant pauses anymore. It's not happening. We're refuting the rumor. It was just a rumor. It has come out that DC has said, no, that's stupid. So yeah, there you go. Moving right along, we have the first rumor has to do with Shazam as well. It's Shazam 2, Henry Cavill. We have another rumor saying that Cavill will be in the Shazam 2 movie. Also, the rumor goes on to say that Cavill will be not in Black Adam, the first movie, but in Black Adam 2. So this is the small parts that we've heard that were in Cavill's new contract. We do know Cavill has signed a new contract, and these kind of make sense because The Rock is in charge, is in production at least a little bit on both of these movies. And it sounds like, if you want to believe the rumors, it sounds like The Rock is a big part of the reason why they signed a new deal with Cavill, though it's not exactly the deal that most of us wanted. But I could take it or leave it. I'm honestly very much on the fence with Henry Cavill Superman. He definitely looks the part, but the movies that he's been in, not through any fault of his own, but have not been the greatest Superman movies. In my opinion, it's my opinion. I'm a jerk. We're moving on. The likelihood for Shazam 2 seeing Henry Cavill as Superman, I'm putting this one right at like 80%. I feel like there's still a little bit of doubt there, but really not much. We're 80% likelihood Cavill will be there. This is like the 10th different source that has said this at this point. I think this is one of the worst kept secrets in Hollywood. Moving on, we're talking about the Book of Boba Fett. We have early rumors that are not very specific, so I mean that is kind of what it is, but early rumors saying that the Book of Boba Fett is going to give us some other bounty hunters from the extended universe of lore. Does not go on to say exactly who it is. It could be Bossk, it could be Dengar, it could be Cad Bane, it could be I'm reading these off of a list so I wouldn't forget them, and I can't read the list now. Castus, I believe that's how you say it. The rumor doesn't specify. So I think that at once plays against it and also for it, because it's like, well, it's a book about Boba Fett, or it's a series about Boba Fett, and Boba Fett's bounty hunter, and we have all of these other bounty hunters from the lore, so sure, let's say that that's going to happen. It sounds like somebody grasping at straws, but it also, those are pretty big straws. So I can't say, there's no way to say too far on either side of this, so we're going 50%. Our next rumor has to do with Spider-Man 3. This one's very brief, but it does say that Wanda is going to be in Spider-Man 3. Wanda as in Wanda Maximoff, as in the Scarlet Witch, as in WandaVision. This one's kind of a no-brainer as well. This seems like very large straws to be grasped at, because we know that WandaVision, Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, and Spider-Man 3 are all telling the same story. So Wanda's probably going to be in, hold your breath, Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness as well. And, oh my gosh, we're going to get to that part later. But Wanda's going to be in all three of these. I would imagine Vision is going to have some sort of role in all three of these too, even though he's technically dead. But I think we're going to get around that, because Wanda had kids with a dead man who's also a robot. So there you go. Likelihood for Wanda to be in Spider-Man 3. There's very, 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 very little doubt in my mind that this is not going to happen, or that this is going to, whatever. 95% likelihood that Wanda is going to be in Spider-Man 3. That's just dumb. Then we're moving over to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We'll get back to WandaVision in just a second. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Reboot in the works for Disney Plus. This rumor goes on to say not only that, but some, not all, but some of the actors from the original series are going to reprise their roles in the new series. Potentially, this stinks of not being what Feige wants, so I'm going to put this right about 30%. There is a little bit there, content-wise and stuff. Again, they want to get as much content as possible, so 30% likelihood that we're going to see this become a thing. Beyond that, it's really, really rough. I don't know how much of this is actually true. Then we're going back to WandaVision. We have two things to talk about here. First up, Benedict Cumberbatch is going to make a cameo in the series. Oh my gosh! Again, he's probably going to be in Spider-Man 3 as well. So to say that he's going to be, they're all part of the same overarching story. So yeah, I'm going to put this one at about 90%, just slightly less, because this is from a kind of weak source, but this is one of those things, like, it's going to happen. And then, continuing with WandaVision, we have one more piece, and it's another cameo. I'm going to try and not spoil the most recent episode, because I honestly haven't watched it, but I have definitely spoiled it for myself already. So I don't want to spoil it for you guys if you care. But just be warned, we are about to get into some potentially spoilery stuff, even though we've kind of already talked about some of the stuff already. Anyway, that out of the way, James Spader is reportedly coming back as the voice of Ultron for the series. This one seems like more of a stretch, definitely more rumor, and, you know, if it becomes true, then somebody had an inside knowledge or whatever. But the rumor goes on to say that it's, the reason Ultron comes back is because of a failed attempt at bringing back Quicksilver. So that kind of lays this out a little bit differently. It's so far, we have not seen Wanda attempt to bring into life her children. We didn't see her attempt to bring back to life Vision, though we did see that real brief, kind of scary little sight of him dead with the stone ripped from his forehead, which honestly kind of took me aback a little bit. So that did happen, but it didn't seem to be of any volition, of any brain power from Wanda. She didn't do those. The thing that we have up to episode 5, because that's the one that comes out today, the thing that we have watched her do is expel Monica Rambeau from the little world that she has created. So this one seems a lot less likely on multiple counts. That being the first, and the second being, we haven't really heard a whole lot about Spader or Ultron, aside from the brief mention of Ultron's name, and that really upset Wanda. So I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of context clues that conflict with this rumor. That being said, it would be pretty cool to see Spader, even if briefly in an episode, to come back as Ultron. So I want to put this right about 40%. I feel like there's a strong possibility the likelihood's lower than that, and I'm just being generous because I want it to happen. But I can't go anything higher than 40% likely that we will see James Spader as the voice of Ultron in WandaVision. And unless it happened in episode 5 and I haven't watched it yet, you know, whatever. Because I only spoiled one big thing there. Potentially could be two. Then we're moving right along. We have a couple of video game rumors. We have Fortnite. The next crossover apparently is going to be Five Nights at Freddy's. Sorry, first day with the new lips. I don't know. This one comes from a pretty weak source, but it's kind of fun to think about. Also, apparently it comes from like something official. I don't know. I only put it in here because it was fun to think about. There was apparently some sort of official connection to the Fortnite, like Twitter or something, that I didn't really read into. I can't in good conscience figure out how this is going to work out, if it's true at all. So because it just seems silly, I'm going 30% likelihood that this is going to be a thing. Our next piece has to do with Forza 4. This claims to be a leak. So again, spoiler alert, if you care about spoilers on a race car game, there you go. So Forza 4 with the Forza 3 DLC, the Matchbox track being so freaking popular, now it sounds like they're going to take it over to Forza 4 as well when it launches. Sure, I totally buy that it was a very popular track that you could download for Forza 3. No reason to think that they wouldn't do something that did made them money the first time, do it again. So, yeah, sure. I'll put this one right about 60%. I have no reason to believe that there's anything against it necessarily, but it's not the best source and only one source confirming it, but it is what it is. And then our final rumor for the episode technically is a lot, but it's all kind of surrounding one thing, and that has to do with Star Wars. I have received from multiple sources some variation on, and very recently on a couple of them, some variation on the idea that they're going to reboot, in spite of what Jon Favreau has said recently, that they're going to reboot the sequel trilogy. They're going to retell that story in a way that makes the fans happy, because that seems to be the way of Filoni Favreau these days. There is a pretty solid theory there. It just requires you to suspend some disbelief. It also requires you to read between the lines when I don't necessarily think there are many lines to read between, as the people who are propagating these rumors want you to believe. So, that being said, because we have heard the opposite from Jon Favreau, because we have heard, no, the Mandalorian and all of the spinoff series involved therein all lead into what we know of as the sequel trilogy, I can't give this a whole lot of weight, even though it is a lot of different places saying that this is the way of things. This is the way. I'm going to put this at 40%, and that's against my best judgment. My gut says the highest I should give this is 30, but because of the pure numbers, because of the amount of people saying that, oh no, this is the way they're going, and I've got sources inside Lucasfilm that say so, I'll give it an extra 10%. So 40% likely. If we can get Favreau to kind of set up a couple more lines to read between to really beat this metaphor up, then I think I'll change that assessment. But right now, 40% is about as high as I can give that. And that does it for this episode of Comic Talk Today, nerds. Don't forget to like, subscribe, do all of the things. Check out nerdylegion.com so you can see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject of comic books and comic book lifestyle. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want to get the full news show that I do, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. There's a lot more than just the news show there as well, so go check it out and join me, won't you? But don't forget to come back next time when we're talking about all the other stuff. Thank you very much, nerds, and we'll see you in the next one.